Early holiday deals are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday electronic gifts, like monitors, tablets, and video games. You'll have money left over for that drum set for your little drummer. And some noise-canceling headphones. Or an outdoor speaker system so the entire neighborhood can hear your holiday tunes. Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop early holiday deals now.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A headline in the Boston Globe from yesterday, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. New England will see a wickedly warm Halloween into the night. It's supposed to be like 80 degrees on Halloween.
It's wild.
Didn't we have snow 2 years ago on Halloween?
Look, it
was 35 degrees coming in this morning.
It makes it better because you don't have to put a coat over your costume.
Yeah.
And that's the worst part of being a kid is having this cool costume and having to put your dumb puffy coat over it. So, whatever.
Yeah. I'm going to be a sexy cowboy, so I'm excited. I can show a little bit more skin.
Yeah, it's a great Halloween to be 22 for whatever your costume is going to be. What skin will you be showing?
Where are you going?
We have Hannah, who is from Quincy, and actually has a question about trick-or-treating with your kids. What's going on, Hannah?
My husband and I have two kids that are still in that trick-or-treating age. And usually we try to stand united in our parenting because, like, kids can smell a crack in the armor from a mile away, right?
Is that
yes.
true?
So, I sure did as a kid.
I know. We try to play good cop, bad cop, and we both end up being good cop or both being bad cop or forgetting which cop we're supposed to be.
Yeah, so it's like we're usually trying to, like, stick together. But this year, so we got in an argument about how to handle Halloween because last year I had to work, so I couldn't take the kids trick-or-treating, so he took them alone. And someone was giving out Jolly Ranchers, and my kids apparently don't like those, which what?
Ridiculous.
He let the kids decline the candy, and he plans to let them do that again this year.
So you're raising candy snobs. There's no such thing as bad candy.
I mean, I just hope that they'll grow into it. You know, like I grew into liking tomatoes and, you know, like mushrooms and stuff. Like, you know, maybe it's just a palate thing.
Yeah, Jolly Ranchers and mushrooms are very similar.
So is the question, is it rude to say ding dong, trick or treat, someone hands you a candy and you say, yeah, no thanks.
No, thank you.
It's not. Okay, the question is, like, so he said kids nowadays, like, won't take candy that they don't like. He says it's better just to say no thank you if they don't like the candy being given out. And I am just baffled by this because I'm like, we were taught to just take it and say thank you no matter what someone gave you, even if it was those peanut butter chew things.
There was a whole event after trick-or-treating with me and my friends where we would trade candy.
Yeah, the candy stock market.
Thank you. Is that what you called it, the candy stock market?
I just made it up.
That was really good. I was like, wow, you guys were ahead of the game.
But this feels like a metaphor for life to me. Sometimes you get a Jolly Rancher when you want a Milky Way, and you just say thank you and move on about your day because you don't want to make someone that bought the candy for you feel bad.
Okay. Other side. More candy for more trick-or-treaters if you don't take that part. Right. Someone else might like Jolly Ranchers and they'll get doubles.
I would be so sad if someone did that to me.
And then also you're holding up the line. You're looking at the candies.
Yeah.
You know,
how
if there's a bunch of kids there waiting and you're like, hang on, I got to see what they have. You're just going to have to wait a minute while I decide if I like Jolly Ranchers or Reese's Pieces.
Nancy Breslin would have yoked me up so fast.
We live by a motto in my house, Hannah. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Right, because then what happens, like, when it comes to the holidays, and if they're, like, grandma or grandpa gives them a gift they don't want, are they going to just say no thank you? Like, that's not okay. Like, someone went out of their way to do this, to buy this for you. Be nice. The least you can do is smile and not make them feel bad, right? He says it's better if our kids don't take it so they're not wasting the candy. I think it's super rude, and it's probably going to lead to other problems, like I mentioned. I don't want my kids acting this way, even if it's done politely. I just want to know, who's right and who's wrong.
Yeah, I think it would be okay to reject it if it were like a pencil or an apple.
Oh, so those people's feelings you can hurt.
Oh, yes. You egg them. That's fine.
Yeah, you toilet paper
their
house.
You guys are talking out of three sides of your mouth.
Maybe it's like a new age parenting thing where it's okay for kids to feel empowered to say no when they don't want something.
That's interesting.
Sounds, yeah, fooey.
All right. Well, we're going to turn it over to people much smarter than us. Why don't we open up the phone line? 617.
Please do. Get me out of here.
931-1234. You can call or text the show. Hannah, thanks. We appreciate you calling in.
Thanks so much.
Good luck with your husband.
Jolly Ranchers all the time.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. We'll do that coming up next on Mix.
Full bars only, Kennedy.
Always.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Early holiday deals are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday gifts for the home, like vacuums, bedding, and home decor. You'll have money left over for those sweet handbells you've had your eye on. Or those gingerbread-scented candles that help with the illusion that you made the desserts yourself. Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop early holiday deals now.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.